Before I begin this evening, I want to just take a moment and boast about you all. My stay this summer has been a great event for me. I've enjoyed every minute of it, and to see how active that you all are, to see all the events that you all have planned. VBS was a great success. I enjoyed every minute of it, especially being able to dress up and have a good time and enjoy having the children around and to preach the word to them. I mean, it's been a great blessing to be here. And I just want to give you the encouragement to keep it going. As was announced, we have three events coming up in the next 2 weeks. So it hasn't stopped yet. The kids haven't gone back to school yet. So there's a little bit more to do. We just ask that you please continue helping the youth grow and to remember to try to make these events if possible. And I know that the lock-in, the college bash, and also the play day are going to be a great fun time. So if you can make it, we'd love to have you. But this evening, I want to take a look at a passage in Joshua chapter 24, if you turn there with me. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 16. We're going to look at some of the events that happened at the end of Joshua's life. And we're going to make application to our life as well. And hopefully this will be beneficial for you as a devotional this evening. But just kind of introduce the passage to you. What's happened is Israel has been led by God out of Egypt. They are now in the promised land. They have won many great battles. They have divided and conquered. And they have the territory now set apart. Each one of the tribes has their land. And all looks like it's going well. You read the book of Joshua, it's very encouraging to see what God can do for people that follow after Him. And you would think after this introduction that all must have been perfect. But it wasn't. As we see in this chapter, Joshua has called all the people together. He's called all of the people of Israel to one place, and he is going to plead with them. He's about to plead with them to change something in their life. As we look at verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. The Israelites had an idolatry problem. In their life, they put other things before God. So we learn in this passage, there's three different types of idolatry that they were following. The first is following the idols of their fathers or their forefathers beyond the river. In that same chapter, in verse 2, we find out exactly what area he's talking about. So Joshua 24, verse 2. And Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago, your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates, Terah, the father of Abraham and of Nahor, and they served other gods. Those gods of the other, of across the river, those were the idols that Abraham's father followed. They had brought them with them to Egypt. They had brought them with them out of Egypt into the promised land. But that's not the only ones. He goes further and says, the idols or gods that they followed in Egypt, they had brought with them. And even more than that, at the end of verse 15, or in the middle of verse 15, they were following the idols of the people they just conquered. They were supposed to be a people set for God. They were supposed to be devoted to God. And they were not living as such. Even all these great blessings they were given, they were not putting God first in their life. Now today we don't have idolatry as much as they did in this time. But we have our own form of idols in our own lives. Things that we put before God is really an idol. Anything that you put in the place of God in your life that's so important to you is an idol. There's a few examples. Work, money, pleasure, school, sports. All of these are forms. If they take the place of God, there's something wrong in your life. First should be God, and everything else will take care of itself. It should be God, your spouse, your family, others, and yourself. That is the order God expects from us. The Israelites were not doing that in this section. Even though they had done so many great things with God's help, they were not following God like they should have. And a lot of times we do the same in our life, where we have other things in place of God. But I want you to see how Joshua's response is, what Joshua has to say to these people following these false gods. In verse 15, the last little part, which we all know well, we quote it many times. There's a lot of people that will have banners of this quote in the Bible. But it reads at the end of verse 15, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua starts off with himself. He doesn't make sure that he is right with God, as we should do in our own life. We need to take care of ourselves and make sure we're living a Christian life, that Christ is first in our life, that we are living the way a Christian should. Once we've done that, once we have devoted ourselves and put God back at number one, then we can worry about others. We can worry about our family, as Joshua says, me and my household, those that are closest to us, those that we see on a daily basis. We'll see the example that we set forth, and we'll want to follow. We'll want to wonder why we live the way we do. And when we set that example, other people are going to follow Christ. They will see Christ in us. Just as when Joshua did so, he took care of himself, then he took care of his family, other people followed. How do I know this? Look at verse 31 of Joshua 24. This is how the people are described at Joshua's death. In verse 31, "Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua and had known all the work that the Lord did for Israel." People saw Joshua and the life he lived. Joshua was a man after God. You look at the life he lived. He was one of the good spies that came back with a good report. He was there at the walls of Jericho. He was the one there that made sure that the Israelites followed God's command. And we see Joshua's prayer life. He prayed and asked God to hold the sun still and to not go down in the middle of battle. And God granted his prayer. That's the kind of man Joshua was. And from this verse in verse 15, his family was like that as well. They understood God was first and other things would take place and follow. In our life, we have got to live that way. If anything is in the place of God, there is trouble in our life. And until we take care of that, nothing else really matters. But as we see and we conclude this devotional this evening, verse 16, what's the people's reaction to hearing this option that Joshua is giving? Joshua said, "Choose this day whom you will serve." What's their choice? "Then the people answered, 'Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods.'" They had seen the power of God. They had seen the miracles and the plagues that God had performed to get them out of Egypt. They had seen the battles that they won that God had given them. They could not see another option other than serving God. And that day they chose to serve God. This evening you have that same opportunity. You have that same option to put God first in your life. Maybe it's the case that you've never put God first in your life. You've never put Christ on in baptism. You've never become a Christian. Tonight's the night to do so. The only thing that's holding you back is yourself. Only you can make that choice for you. I can't make it. The elders here cannot make that choice for you. You have got to make sure your salvation is sure. And this evening you have that opportunity. It might be the case that you once served God. God was number one in your life, but something has taken his place and his rightful place in your life. This evening you have the opportunity to ask for prayers of the congregation. If there's anyone that has any needs, we ask that you please come forward as we stand and as we sing.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam farther and farther away? Calling today, calling today, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring him thy burden and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn thee away. Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is pleading, oh, listen to his voice. Hear him today, hear him today. They who believe on his name shall rejoice. Quickly arise and away. Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today.
We are dismissed to our classes.